circular arrangement of nodes and 3D overlapping fields. And here you can see the top part of the right-hand picture shows A, B, E, C, D, which are these spherical magnetic nodes joined together with a web of FDA implantable grade silicone. And here you get a concept of how what we've done with the magnets is we've rotated them and oriented them in a way that allows us to get that 3D arrangement and do it in such a way that we can retain the orientation of each of the spheres and keep them in a juxtaposition that makes the most sense for us. The first application of the spider RAM technology is in circular nodes in the spider web matrix, and we put it into the travel pillow. This particular slide talks about circular nodes or in a spider web matrix, which I've already described. There's another picture of it. Soft silicon webs are highly flexible, reacts to the body's motion so that by keeping the interlace flexible, when you push down, when you release, when you move around, these spherical magnets are able to flex with it and are able to react to the body's motion. They're also kind of hard little nodules, which give you a very nice massaging effect, as well as producing a dynamic magnetic coverage. Again, here's the first application for the Kinko Nature Rest travel pillow using the Spider RAM technology. You can see that is number two. One is removable organic cover with velour finish, which you know. And then you can see the Spider RAM node tucked in there where it's going to get the nape of your neck, conform to it, and treat that with the 3D magnetic energy that we talked about. The next slide moves us into the Dynaflux technology, which is really kind of what I want to talk about today, and that is a patent-pending Dynaflux new technology. No one's ever seen this or conceived of it before, providing 100% magnetic coverage as well as far-infrared technology and negative ion technology with a Gauss strength of about 950 in this case. And it's a sandwich, and I've said this, I've told this story before. The power chip technology, when we first devised this and we had the different layers, I wanted to call it the power cookie because to me it looked like what happens when I separate an Oreo cookie to get the icing in the middle. But I was outvoted because when it's put together, as you can see on the left here, when it's put together, it looks more like a poker chip. It looks more like a chip than a cookie. So it became the Kinko power chip, which I'm more than happy to call it, and I'm actually quite satisfied with that. When you put the two halves together, the two halves of the chip together, the top one you can see is a circular disc that has holes punched in it, and the bottom is a circular disc that has cylindrical protrusions coming from it. And when you put the two together and you force like poles together, essentially what you do is you end up pushing or extruding the flux energy up and out. Much as you would a fountain. If you increase the water pressure of a fountain, you will get it to push the water higher and higher. And so what we're looking at here is these red arrows with the lines represent flux energy, and you can see that the four south, 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 south across the top, that's the upper disc with the perforations, and the lower is north, 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 and that's the cylindrical protrusions. And when we push those together, we actually get this fountain, we get this extrusion, we get this burst of flux energy that allows us to get a depth penetration that exceeds anything we could get any other way, at least that we're aware of now, and it allows us to also have a complete 100% coverage. So what I want to do now is take that idea and introduce the latest product with Dynaflux technology, and it is the new Kinko Power Sleep Mask. Here's a picture of it. It has tri-phase technology. I think you can see it looks actually quite different than the last one, and I'll get into some of the features here. It does have tri-phase technology, so not only does it incorporate the Dynaflux technology with respect to magnetics, but it also has far infrared and negative ion technology. Here's the Kinko Power Sleep Mask, a Dynaflux concentric magnetic disc. We've done something a little bit different than the power chip. We've actually isolated a single set of magnetic concentric discs in order to give us singular Dynaflux technology. We're using far-infrared ceramically reflective fibers in the mask itself, as well as negative ion tourmaline fibers. It has a microfiber cover, which is very smooth, very comfortable. It doesn't heat up. You don't sweat. It's adjustable comfort strap, and it comes in a pouch with a zipper closure. Next slide is actually designed to show you the Dynaflux magnetic technology, to show you where those concentric discs of Dynaflux technology are located, and you can see those in the little dashed circles that are surrounding here. We don't actually put Dynaflux magnets directly over the eyeballs or where the pupils of the eyes are, directly over where the eyes would be. Instead, what we do is we actually outline the orbits of the eyes in order to get the most effect. And of course, the benefit here is to not only have overlapping flux lines and overlapping flux energy from one to the next, but we also have a depth of penetration that is much improved and much enhanced from what we had in the previous sleep mask. Some of the features and benefits of the new sleep mask: eliminates light distraction. Of course, that's just like the old one, like the previous one, and that's what the function of a sleep mask is, to eliminate light and to eliminate visible distractions. Comfortable soft fit, and it is extremely comfortable. You can get an idea of what the fabric looks like, this microfiber fabric that it looks like on the outside. It has two adjusting bands that you can use on the side and an elastic tether. Washable for easy care. Yes, you can hand wash this and then set it out to pat dry. It's easy to clean. You can wipe it off. And again, if you want to use some woolite and a mild detergent, warm water in order to wash this and let it dry, it's a very, very easy care kind of product for better sleep anywhere. Again, going back to some of the features and benefits, and what you're seeing on the lower right is a figure, a drawing, a representation of the outer layer on both sides with some of the padding material in there, and it's also showing two of the Dynaflux concentric rings. Dynaflux technology proprietary, patent-pending design increases the penetration of the magnetic field. Far infrared technology, we have ceramic reflective fibers that are woven into the materials to give a warming temperature regulation. And then negative ion technology, we have tourmaline fibers that are in there as well, so that you get the benefits of the full negative ion technology. Again, soft fabric surface designed to combine breathability and light blocking opaque weave, and you're seeing a picture of kind of the weave here. This is the microfiber kind of up close, so you can see that not only do you have this comfort built in with these little micro cushions, but you also have a very nice way of getting circulation, not becoming sweating underneath, so that it's shaped to fit and comfortable for hours. Again, the Kinko Power Sleep Mask, here's what it looks like up close and personal. I've tried it myself. It is extremely comfortable to wear, and again, the microfiber material on the outside makes it even dreamy to wear. It'll be available August 1, and what I want to do now is, thank you, I want to see if Roger is there. Roger, I'm going to unmute you. At least I'm going to hope to unmute you. Here we go. Roger, you should be unmuted. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Roger. Good. I'm glad to have you with us. I don't know, were you listening to the first part of the call?
I've listened to the entire call.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So good. What do you think about the new mask? I know it's brand new to you too.
Yeah, I've never heard a single thing about it. But no, it's exciting. Lately I have to tell you, I've been really getting into magnets. No, it's kind of funny. I've been with Nikon for so long, but I'm just fascinated by the whole magnetic technology, and there's so much information coming out now just on reconnecting to the Earth's magnetic core and how it changes every single function of yourself that I've just become totally fascinated with it.
Well, I mean, I think that in some cases, well, you know what, Roger, before we go any further, I really need to introduce you. There may be people out there who don't know who you are, so I'm going to read a little bit of your bio here. Roger Drummer is a formulator, a U.S. patent holder, and an NCCAOM diplomat of Chinese herbology, who travels extensively through North America lecturing on the benefits of Chinese tonic herbalism and nutrition. And for people who don't know what NCCAOM is, I'm going to wing it here, but I believe it is the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Is that right?
Or is that National Certification Committee for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine.
See, I was perfect.
You're right there in the ballpark.
Give it to us again.
the National Committee for the Certification of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. It's the governing board of all Oriental medicine in the United States.
Super. And Roger has 29 years of experience, ranging from formulating personalized tonic herb and nutritional programs for tens of thousands of clients, including many notable celebrities. He has created nutritional supplement product lines, consults, and teaches courses to the public on health and nutrition and training apprentices, trains apprentices in the art of herbalism. Roger holds a U.S. patent for growing biologically active anthocyanin-rich medicinal mushrooms. He has given hundreds of lectures in the past 10 years on a variety of health-related issues, including Chinese herbology. And Roger, when last I saw you in person, you were out here in Irvine, weren't you?
I was, giving a lecture at a university there, California at Irvine.
Tell us about it. You were at the University of Irvine, UC California, which is University of California at Irvine, which is right around the corner from us, and you were invited to give a lecture on what?
On the energetics of healing.
And who did you give this lecture to?
It was a private group that meets at the university, and it was, which is quite famous there, and I'm just going to laugh because you asked me about it, because right now the name slips my mind. But it was at the University of California, Irvine, and if it comes up in the next minute, I'll tell you. But it was quite fascinating because this group has been meeting, I guess, for 10 years, and it's all staff from the university and leaders in the community, and I was invited out because of one of the members that listened to some of my lectures, and they wanted to know the energetic components of healing and how you can enhance that. So I gave an hour-long lecture, and it was a great event.
Was this at the Samueli Center that's at UCI?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, because I know UCI has... UCI is interesting for a couple of reasons. They used to be sort of... kind of an also-ran in the UC system where people talked about UCLA, they talked about Berkeley, they talked about UCSF, and maybe even UC San Diego, and Irvine kind of got short-tripped. But in the last 10, 15 years, Irvine has come on very strong, not only in the area of neurobiology, but also in the areas of biochemistry and even in statistics and mathematics. And what I find the most refreshing and the most interesting about UC Irvine is that they're actually putting a lot of effort and putting a lot of grant money and research money behind looking at energy medicine, and in some ways trying to bridge the link, trying to create a link between Western medicine and, I guess, scientific thinking and what we know is coming from Asia and what's been around for 3,000 years coming out of China and other parts of Asia. So I think it's very open and forward-thinking on their part, not only to be looking at, you know, even we're talking about what they call qi or qigong, and this is energy that I guess radiates. You would know more about it than I do. That has to do with meridians. That has to do with what we emanate and the kind of energies that flows through our body. And not just talking about it in philosophical terms, but actually going the next step and seeing if there aren't ways to measure it and if there aren't ways to visualize it using instrumentation. So I think it's very fascinating. Were you involved with any of those people?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But, you know, the whole field of energetic healing is kind of exploding, and I find it very fascinating. But still, they're trying to come at it from a Western scientific view of just everything has to be documented and proven to exist,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just seeing results of the application of it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But,
sure.
Because the National Institute of Health did a lot of studies on acupuncture and still hasn't said that it actually works. Although,
yeah.
you know, anybody that's had it knows it works. And it's one of those things where when you can look at something and declare it's invalid just based on the way that you're actually looking at it. If it doesn't fit into your own set parameters of what you think should be happening, then it, according to them, it doesn't do anything. You know what I'm trying to say?
I know, absolutely. And I can tell you that, you know, when I first started my association with Nikan, you know, almost 20 years ago, when I first started with Nikin, and I heard people talking about magnets, and I heard them talking about, actually, they weren't even talking about energy medicine at that point. It hadn't even evolved to that. It hadn't even gone to that level of understanding yet. But we were talking about magnets and the impact that they can have on the body, and it was kind of not really talked about in front of doctors and nurses and healthcare practitioners. And nowadays, not only is it talked about, you go to medical schools, and I was just at UC Irvine Medical School. They're not only talking about it, they're looking at it as a modality. They're not looking at it as alternative. They're looking at it as complementary. And what the strategy is, let's take all the tools that we have and put them together in our toolbox and use them as and when we need to. This is not to say that surgery is never needed. This is not to say that pharmaceuticals are never needed. But this is to say that just because it's a modality that is a little bit unfamiliar to us and that maybe we don't quite understand it as well as we may some of the others that we've been using for years, it shouldn't obviate its use and it shouldn't obviate its inclusion in what we have. And what's refreshing to me is to see so many physicians, to see so many nurses and chiropractors and everybody else who are embracing energy medicine and saying, you know what, there's an awful lot out there that can do a lot of good, that's consistent with a non-invasive, non-intrusive, and no side effect approach, that it makes sense to do nothing else but to explore these. So to me...
Well, you know, to me, though, is that where they miss the point is that they're always looking at it as a application of medicine, and sooner or later they're going to have to realize that all these things actually work because they just assist the body to do its own self-regulation, because the body will heal itself. It's programmed to always go back to its set center point of homeostasis.
Right.
And the whole key to magnetics and drinking water that's been exposed to magnetics, it just is something that your body has been exposed to. You know, actually, the human body's been exposed to it for millions of years. And so every single cell function in the body has evolved in the presence of that magnetic energy and being
right.
exposed to certain energetics. And when it's missing, it's like having a cell phone that's not charged fully. There's something missing, and every single function doesn't work as easily. And energy medicine is simply a way of removing obstacles that allows the body's own energy field to go back to its own state of homeostasis regulation, so the whole body just heals itself.
Yeah,
As opposed to being just this, the way medicine, you know, Western medicine looks at it as being something that has a drastic, immediate impact on something. That's a little bit different. It's not usually how energy medicine works.
Yeah, I mean, I have for years, actually, when I first started to investigate the magnetics and to try to understand what kind of impact they may be having, I sort of decided that from what I could observe, the far infrared energy, as an example, is an energy that is resonates with or is in tune with our body, that our bodies can absorb, that our tissues can absorb, that our cells can utilize because of the very nature of its frequencies. And when I look at the magnetic energies, to me, the magnetic energies represent an energy of alignment and realignment. They provide a flux energy that allows our bodies, whether it's a membrane for a nerve cell or whether it's some other kind of tissue, it allows it the correct flow of energy so that it can either orient correctly or reorient and fix itself. But again, I would agree with you that magnetic energy, just as you said with the water, it allows the body to be able to go ahead and perform the functions that it needs to in order to correct or to rejuvenate or to sustain.
You know what's real fascinating about the magnets? If you read the anything about how magnets affect water, they basically change the way the molecules of the water react, and which makes them easier for you to absorb the water, right? Well, when you expose humans to the same thing, it does the exact same thing to your red blood cells in your bloodstream as it does to the molecules of the water.
Mm-hmm.
It causes them not to stick together and makes them move around easier and flow easier, and it And it's the same effect it has on the water. It's fascinating.
I agree. All right, well, what I want to do, Roger, if you don't mind, I'd like to move to the... Are you tuned into the computer? Are you seeing what's on the screen right now?
I am. Looking at the screen.
What I'd like to do is run through... I have a presentation here on the Bergy, on the Bergisterol, and what I'd like to do is run through it with you and get your comments and critiques along the way, because I know you have a lot more understanding and certainly a lot more experience out in the field talking to people about Bergisterol than I do. First Flight says clinically tested. Clinical studies indicate that bergamot extract supports cardiovascular health, cholesterol levels within the normal range. And then this has got the asterisk that these statements have not been evaluated by Food and Drug Administration. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And so what we're allowed to say is that the clinical studies indicate very clearly, and they conclude absolutely, that the bergamot, the citrus bergamia riso, supports cardiovascular health, cholesterol levels within the normal range. Now, if we were to say that as a nutritional supplement, if we were to say that it supports cholesterol levels that are elevated, or that it corrects cholesterol levels that are elevated, then we would be talking about treating a disease. And so what the Food and Drug Administration will allow us to do is to talk about support of cardiovascular health and cholesterol levels that are within a normal range. Do you want to comment on that, Roger?
The normal range changes every 2 years, depending on what's the issue. But the reality is that the range is probably slightly different for everybody anyway. And the truth of the matter is that just with life with magnetics and with water, how your body has kind of evolved and has a relationship to it, one of the other things that was only available for millions of years was fruit in season. So your body has developed certain cellular mechanisms that are only run by the active ingredients in fruits, you know, types of antioxidants, run cellular repair mechanisms and things. And it just so happens that fruits like this and things that are in Siaga all have a very powerful effect on the cells of your vascular system. And so and as we all know, certain conditions in your vascular system cause your body to make more cholesterol. So if it's corrected, your body has a natural way of regulating that. So, yeah, it's true.
That was very well said. So are you telling me then that your body kind of waits for these seasonal foods, these seasonal nutrients, to be introduced?
Well, I think it used to, but nowadays we can have access to them. That's the beauty of things like having these products. Besides the fact that a lot of these things that are in Siaga and the Bergisterol are not easy to come by every single day. But if you think about it, millions of years ago, we didn't have access to all the different foods we had. It was just seasonal things. We had some green foods. We had some plants that we knew we could consume. We had fruits, a lot of berries and different things that were seasonal. And then we had meats and fish. That was about it. There weren't any grains, anything else. So your body has basically evolved in the presence of that type of nutrition, and all your cells react to it very, very quickly.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if you can see this next slide talking about functional ingredients made from the citrus bergamia riso. It's an exclusive strain of bergamot fruit that's found only in the Calabria region of Italy. This next bullet is the one that I want you to comment on, Roger, if you would. The liquid form outperforms the dried crystalline products. And that presumably is because it's more bioavailable since it's closer to whole food. Do you want to weigh in on that?
You know, it's interesting that this has been known throughout the health industry for a long time. Liquids just work better. I don't know what it is. You would think your stomach would be able to take any powder and turn it into something that would work exactly the same, but it's not. Anytime you're able to put a nutritional product into a liquid form, you just absorb it much better. And it doesn't matter what the type of product is. So, yes, I would agree with that completely.
Do you think it's a function of in the liquid form, obviously it's going to be more bioavailable, so I totally agree with that. But also, when you dry something and produce this crystalline form, there's an opportunity for the activity of the various ingredients in there to get lost. Maybe not totally killed, but reduced.
Well, there is. And you know, it's an art form to be able to make powdered extract. And not very many companies know how to do it. Believe me, I've been I'm specialized in Chinese herbs, and there's only one or two companies I'll even want to consume herbs from because of the fact that they figured out or know exactly how to extract them. And most companies are either selling you something that has half the ingredient in it, or it's burnt, or they've extracted it so much they've got just one ingredient, you know, one chemical they thought was the ingredient, and none of the ones that support it. So there's a huge art to actually making a powdered extract, and most people don't know how to do it.
And so what we're talking about here is actually having a concentrated form, a liquid form of the citrus bergamot erizo that is as close to the whole food, that's as close to the original fruit as you can get. Okay, next one, again, cholesterol. People hear the word cholesterol, and they immediately think evil. And I think what they don't realize is that it is a key component of every cell membrane that we have in our body, and it's absolutely necessary for us to be able to survive and to flourish. What, of course, is important is that we have the correct balance, and maintaining the correct balance of high-density versus low-density lipoprotein, in this case cholesterol, is very important. Triglycerides. Tell us a little bit about triglycerides, Roger.
Well, you know, when you hear that you have a problem with your triglycerides, everybody thinks they have a problem with fat, and it is partially true because there are these types of fats floating through your bloodstream that get measured in the form of or the name of triglycerides. But what is actually happening is that you've lost your ability to metabolize sugar.
Right.
And that's why they're actually there.
Right.
And so you can go after the sugar issue and you have your triglycerides basically just disappear.
So essentially, triglycerides and the level of triglycerides is an indice of glucose and maybe a better indice of how your insulin balance is going and how things are working better than glucose, better than blood sugar itself.
It is. And again, if you can actually master the blood sugar issue, you have solved the key component of almost every major chronic illness. It's literally the key to almost everything.
And I just want to take this one aside here and let everybody know who's listening that neither Roger nor I are doctors. We're not trying to practice medicine. We're not trying to diagnose or cure. We're just talking about body functions. We're talking about molecules, biochemicals, if you will, that our bodies have, and talking freely about that and not necessarily implying at all that the bergestrol is going to wipe out disease or solve these problems. Okay, glucose is the next slide, Roger. It is the main source of immediate energy, fuels every physiological function. And, you know, we talked about this, you and I have talked about this privately, that as we get older, the the ability to metabolize glucose in our brains kind of diminishes. Is that not true?
It is.
And then what
that's related to a type of oxidative stress from
right.
having too much of it for a long period of time. No.
Okay. So what we're doing then, if you take a look at the general population in North America, and I don't mean to indict the Canadians, but I think the Canadians aren't too far behind. They're not too far behind the Americans with respect to obesity and those kinds of problems.
No, you know, my latest joke, though, Dave, is that Americans love to be number one in everything, and since manufacturing is really down, we now export obesity.
No, I wish it were funny, but no, I mean...
It's true. We've been exporting it all over the world.
And we're seeing it start to really, I was going to say expand, in Europe, but also in Asia. I mean, no, seriously, I mean, Japan is starting to, and then again, it's related to diet. And as you said, you know, diabetes, and again, we're not trying to diagnose here, I'm just mentioning the disease because it's going to become more and more prevalent as the obesity epidemic continues and people get older. Because as we get older and as you've abused and abused and abused your body, you're going to find that your ability to maintain proper insulin levels just gets shattered. Okay, blood pressure all tied together, and this next slide, the key parameters of cholesterol, triglycerides, glucose, and blood pressure are essential indicators of cardiovascular health. If you can keep those parameters in check, if you can keep them balanced and where they're supposed to be, then I would say you are going to be, and get yourself get yourself a good night's sleep. Your longevity is not going to be in question. So the kind of summary here is naturally effective. Citrus fruit is the basis for the Kenzen Bergesterol, convenient low-calorie formulation, high in vitamin C, only natural ingredients. You know, Nikon has been hammering this now for many years, where we want to use only natural ingredients, only organic ingredients where possible. And I have to say, where the citrus bergamot erizo is concerned, we would be putting an organic certified label on there, if possible. And when the citrus bergamot groves that we're getting our fruit and our juice from have finalized the certification, we will do that. But I can tell you that where the fruit is grown now and where it's harvested from does not use synthetic fertilizers, does not use pesticides, organic or otherwise. It is as pristine and as close to pure organic farming that you can get in an orchard of citrus-bearing fruit. Again, special ingredients made with citrus bergamot erizo, grown in the Calabria region of Italy, where the climatic conditions are perfect, contains significant amounts of plant sterols, and I can tell you that they are beginning to try to grow the citrus bergamot erizo in other regions. France has planted some trees. California has planted some trees. But it generally takes 12 to 14 years for these trees to mature to the point where you can get fruit that has a significant amount of these plant sterols. Roger, you want to talk about plant sterols?
Yes. If you look at, if you look at how anything that works on cholesterol levels, it doesn't matter what the type of natural ingredient that's been coming out in the last 10 years, whether it's rice extracts or whatever it is, it's all related to the sterols in the plants. In fact, probably as just as important group of chemicals from foods that you could have in your body is just as important as vitamins, or what we consider to be vitamins, are the actual plant sterols. And that's why it's so important that people don't just rely on a vitamin product to actually improve their health completely and then eat poorly, because you're missing out on these constituents in every single plant that has an impact on how your body actually works. And they all have a wide range of health benefits that are very rarely looked at or cataloged by science. And this probably is the field of nutrition that's going to expand the most in the next 10, 20 years, is a look at all the different plant sterols that exist in every single whole food that you might be consuming.
Mm-hmm. Well, Roger, you know, at the risk of making people angry, I do want to ask you your opinion. And again, you and I have talked about this before. Well, I don't think I'm going to make anybody in the land of Nikon upset, but when we talk about cholesterol, and you don't have to do anything except watch a ball game on TV in order to see 10 or 15 commercials that are going to try to be addressing this particular health issue, and do it with pharmaceuticals. And in this case, I'm talking about Lipitor and Crestor and those kinds of things that that come in order to artificially to regulate or control the cholesterol. What's wrong with those pharmaceuticals?
Well, here's my whole point on it. I just like to look at things from a common sense point. And when you look at the fact that 15 years ago, heart disease was the number two killer in America, right? Beyond a doubt, number two. Since that time, we have spent $15 billion a year on statin drugs like Lipitor, mm-hmm, to cure heart disease. And now it's the number one killer in America. There's something wrong with that picture. 15 years of $15 billion.
You're not implying that the statins are the number one killer in America.
No, I'm not.
I'm just saying that it did not change the profile.
It did not change the profile of heart disease. In fact, it's worse.
So what does
that tell you is that it's not just about lowering one chemical. It's the terrain of the body that creates the need for more cholesterol, and mm-hmm, just by removing it doesn't mean that the terrain has gotten any better. And heart attacks are not just related to it, it's just a component.
Right.
And so, you know, you have to take care of the terrain, and again, that's related to the active ingredients in plants, which deal with all the adverse conditions that come up in your vascular system that requires your body to make more cholesterol in the first place.
Well, and you know, when you look at the Neekin philosophy, you look at the product solutions that we have, whether it's magnetics or far infrared, whether it's water purification or the nutritional supplements that we have, what I can say absolutely directly is that they are consistent with the Hippocratic Oath, which is do no harm. And when you take a look at this last slide for Bergestrol, you take a look and you say, look, we put together a fantastic juice product with the essence of the citrus bergamot arizo in it that has no artificial ingredients, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors, no preservatives, no GMOs, and we've gone ahead and bottled it in what they call an aseptic facility, where the bottling facility itself is so clean that you only have to do what's called a cold pasteurization, which means that you retain as much of the efficacy, you retain as much of the life of the constituent elements that are going into it as you possibly can, and you don't lose or you lose as little as possible in the bottling process and the delivery process. So we go to the daily regimen here, Roger, and I think this is my last slide, and it's the last thing I want you to comment on, if you would. The Bergy is recommended at 1 ounce per day, but it's 2 ounces per day for the first 30 days in order to load the system, load, quote-unquote, the system. Can you comment on that and why it's necessary?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter what the type of health product you're doing, whether it's Chinese herbs or whether it's progesterol, everybody has a loading period because you haven't used that product before. Your body has a heightened requirement for it. I honestly believe, now this is my personal opinion, that every single person that's in Neekin should be taking that product. And it depends on your age as to how long you do the 30 days. I would say anybody approaching 50 or over should do that 2 ounces a day for 60 days. Because whether you think you have it or not, every single person has some sort of issue going on centered around cardiovascular disease. It is the number one killer, and it's not something you ever feel. The first symptom for most people is a heart attack. So, you know, it's not something you actually know is going on, but everybody, it seems, has some issue that falls into that cardiovascular category. So since you have the chance or the, you know, you're able to actually get a hold of a product like this, you should just do a month or two of letting your system adjust itself and deal with whatever side issues you have going along that line to take care of it now before it becomes a problem.
Right. And let me ask you, though, first of all, do you think it makes any difference if I take the 2 ounces, my first 30 days, if I take the 2 ounces a day at the same time, or should I split them up?
I actually would split them up. I'd actually do one in the morning, and I would do one later at night.
Okay, I agree with that. And if I flip back to the statins just for a second, my understanding is that the way statins work is to look at the biochemical pathways that the body uses in order to synthesize cholesterol. And what it does is it disrupts that pathway. And unfortunately, by doing that kind of disruption, it also causes a bunch of side effects because it can't just block one aspect of a pathway without having ramifications for probably 20 or 30 other pathways. Is that what you understand?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So then, how do you think Bergy contrasts with that?
Well, Bergy does slightly work on the same enzyme, but the difference is that Bergy also is based on a mix of naturally occurring vitamin C and bioflavonoids, which is just a type of antioxidant that occurs in any type of citrus root.
Mm-hmm.
And those particular types of antioxidants have an affinity for your vascular system. I mean, bioflavonoids have been known for, I don't know, I've known it for almost 30 years, that they have an ability to heal your vascular system, and so does vitamin C. So, and surprisingly, so does the anthocyanins in Fiaca. All these things by nature just tend to have a very healing effect on just about any imbalance in your vascular system, and they also slow down the way that LDL cholesterol oxidizes, meaning
okay.
that it doesn't turn into a form that can actually cause a problem. So that's a whole different way of looking at how your body is actually healing a lot of major areas of your physical body that would have a relationship to how it reacts to actual cholesterol in your system.
So it's not just production of cholesterol that we're talking about, it's also relieving oxidative stress and doing a whole bunch of other things in concert that work together in order to give us the benefits that we see.
It is. The oxidative stress is what turns the cholesterol in your system into a problem.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, Roger, you know, I want to thank you very much. It's about 50 minutes into this call, and I really like to keep them to 45. So I thank you again for being on the call, and I thank everybody else for tuning in, and I will let you know that this presentation, including Roger's input, has been recorded and will be available and be posted on the Nikan website within 48 hours. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. See you next time.